Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. And now listen to this. They are sending, according to The Hill, and you can find at thehill.com, there's a particular article they have called International Monitors at U.S. polling spots draws criticism for voter fraud groups. Listen, the UN, the United Nations, affiliates, they're actually going to send monitors to monitor our elections to make sure. You can't scream on radio because it probably doesn't come over, but I'm screaming. I'm screaming because, my God, dear God, wake up. They're sending people who are dictators, people who are Islamic, radical Islam, who are in the Muslim Brotherhood to watch our elections. And this is not, you have to understand, the enemy's playing every divisive game that he can against America. And we don't even know it. So people are buying into it because they say, hey, this is my day. This is our, I'm looking at things right here. I'm about to talk about probably in the extra hour about PICO, you know, out of California, the Pacific Institute for Community Organizing, and what's taking place and how they're manipulating. They're trying to take us down.
When you think about it, it underscores the importance of why these elections are so important. I mean, just one president, Woodrow Wilson, one president was able to help establish the UN. And today we're still, you know, dealing with the ramifications of that and what's being influenced as a result of it. These elections are important. It matters.
It matters. It matters. If you have not registered to vote, register to vote and find out what God's values are in regard. Find out what your candidate's values are towards Israel. Towards Israel. Not what they tell you, but what they do. What they do and what Israel says about them. And understand that the first shot that Israel has to fire in defense of themselves, because we as America, we're not standing with them, which I think is just, you know, moments away, is it's going to be a rough road to hoe.
It's going to be bad.
It's a rough road to hoe. Realize they're coming. There's the United Nations. And by the way, all the young people out there, just to let you know, they're talking about, according to some reporters, allegedly the United Nations is talking about taxing the Internet. Now, pay attention. That's what. If you want to, it's a value to, if you want to be, think you're going to have to, everything you do on the internet, you're going to have to be taxed, and the United Nations is going to collect it. And not only that, the United Nations is talking about getting involved in the education of the world. You know, we'll be talking about that this week. You know, where Jordan, I believe it is, or Saudi Arabia is funding.
Saudi Arabia.
Is funding, you know, basically injecting Islam and Muhammad into religion. But I want to stay focused on this so I don't miss it. So the United Nations, who we pay for. That's in New York, is sending monitors like we're a third world nation. And this is why they're sending it. This is why they're sending it, because of JJ. They're sending these monitors to watch. They're going to put poll watchers to watch Christian conservatives. That's the reason why. This is the issue. This is what's a stumbling block that's put before people who want to rule the world. This is it. It's JJ. They want to stop the Christian conservative. Listen, first of all, what happened to you? Unless you deny yourself and pick up your cross and follow the Lord anyway, you could have no part of him. So you could be claiming a kingdom that you're not even in. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb, and they feared not their life unto death. Listen, we got people dying for their viewpoint of a religion that is nothing but false. You know God. Or claim to know him. Your Savior died for you. He told you, unless you give it up, you can't have it. And you're not willing to lay down an hour from work. You're not willing to quit robbing God with what's his. You're not willing to stand up against radical Islam and all this craziness in the representative government. You're not willing to look them square in the eye and say, what the heck are you doing? Understand that. Don't let anybody scare you away from the polls. You should vote. As a matter of fact, you should be so ticked off that you want to vote, but you want to pack up your whole neighborhood and everybody go vote.
That's right.
And vote like your freedom depends on it, JJ. Because it does.
Yep.
The Secretary of State's husband, former President Bill Clinton, is reportedly his campaign manager, allegedly his it's reported that allegedly his campaign, former campaign manager, is working with the opposition, which means the person who's running against Benjamin Netanyahu, they're going to help him win. Why? So they could stop all this, hey, I'm going to protect our nation stuff. That a red line needs to be drawn. Mm-hmm. That, you know, what needs to happen before we defend ourselves? What's Benjamin Netanyahu saying? You know, just like you were talking about, John. They know, I'd rather, you know, be talking about, you know, why we did what we did instead of being consoled at our, you know, in our death.
Right.
Exactly.
They have a right to live. But let's understand this. This is, listen, they're sending observers, church, to America. Why? Because they want to find you. They want to identify you. They already know who you are because you've been posting goofy stuff on your Facebook, mm-hmm. you know, not realizing that we're not supposed to be dogging anybody out in regards to our leadership. We should be praying for them, speaking truth. Mm-hmm. But we shouldn't be dishonoring and disrespectful. It's crazy some of the things you see, you know, being posted. It's like, first of all, everybody sees that, you know.
Right.
Secondly, you're probably going to die for that. You know?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because if you die for the actual a well spread truth, it's true. Mm-hmm. Then you know if you're actually picking a fight with the devil by using the devil, then you're definitely going to, you have nothing backing you up.
That's right.
But a former Clinton aide reported on The Blaze, they reported that a former Clinton strategist is helping Israel's Labor Party in the election challenge against Netanyahu. It's amazing that, and of course, Benjamin Netanyahu called for an election taking place. Understand this. I mean, what God just laid on my heart and what we're seeing is it's not about America. Surprise. Surprise. And guess what? It's not even about the church. I know Jesus has this thing, as Tommy Tenney says, that he believes church is about him. Mm-hmm. And he split the podium, mind you, in two to prove that it was him.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe a lot of men's altars are about to be split, and the fear of the Lord is going to spread. And of course, the kingdom, it's going to grow. But understand this, America may or may not stand. Understand that. That, of course, they want it to stand. We're the biggest economy, and they want us to continue. They just want us to make bricks for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
They want us to be a servant-type country that feeds into the world picture of what's taking place. The technology's there. You've already clicked through and accepted terms you don't even know exist, and the people that are writing those terms know it. We need to be pondering right now about, you know, what does this mean when you can't buy or sell without accepting a particular mark or way of doing business? We got to figure that out, because right now we're at a place right now that, I mean, it's going to happen deceptively. It's not going to happen like, hey, get in line. We got the beast mark. Everybody, you know, get your beast mark. You got a coupon. Right. You get a half off your beast mark. I mean, it's not going to be like that. It's not going to be a coupon clipper in your local paper. It's not going to be, you know, a big campaign going on. It's just going to happen, and you don't even know it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to be aware of that, because the question we have to ask ourselves, and we'll talk more about this in the future, and I believe Rick Joyner has a good word on that as well, is with Morningstar Ministries, is that we got to know what it is, where it is, and do we take it or do we not? And the thing is, you got to be willing to die for the cause. Mm-hmm. And understand, they're sending UN monitors, and we're coming, because I want to cover all this, got UN monitors, United Nations, who we pay for practically, who we allow to be on the soil of our nation.
I know it.
I mean, I would listen, this is what I would do. I would say, okay, everybody, go home. Great. You know, just thank you. We'll write and make sure there's no people there. None at all. Zero. No people at all. And then, you know, take a shovel and begin to just dig around it. Dig, and dismantle it and take it down piece by piece. And then once all the bricks and the material, no people, the brick and the materials there and all that kind of stuff, take it and send it to like a pulverizing plant, and then just sprinkle it over fire and say, dear God, forgive us for allowing such a thing to take place, to turn to government instead of God, thinking that we could do this thing outside of you. And then where the United Nations was, you know, dig all around it and then take the soil and then burn the soil. And then sprinkle it out as an offering for God. God, dear God, we're sorry and then take other dirt that has not been contaminated by that, mm-hmm. and replace it there, and have a memorial, pull anything there, and have a cross right in the middle, like bam, right in the middle of that thing, one big cross with a big plaque that says, "Dear God, have mercy on us. Mm. We have turned our backs on you. Mm-hmm. Forgive us for our sins, my sin, the sins of our fathers." Let me tell you something. There's a book out called Dreams from My Father, and I believe it's prophetic. I believe that our president now is God's set man in place. Mm-hmm. But this is what I'm seeing in my spirit. I'm seeing sins of our fathers. Because he says, if you turn away from me, everything that you did that was good will be no longer counted, and the sins of your father will come on you. Listen, we've been bad, and our fathers have been real bad, mm-hmm. and you don't want that tidal wave coming over you. You don't want that wave coming over you. But he says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and I'll heal their land. Church, we've got to cry out to God to have mercy on our land.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.